Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Towards the end of last year, the number of burglaries across the country increased by almost 10%, according to the Central Statistics Office. Now, with new data due out shortly, it is expected that recent Garda activity in relation to some burglary gangs will see this trend reduced. But for homeowners who've been targeted, the impact of home invasion lasts a lot longer than the event itself. And Brian O'Connell has been speaking to some people who have been victims of this crime and also people whose job it is to prevent crime. So Brian, there was a big increase in this kind of crime last year.
There was, and good morning, Claire. The most recent CSO stats we have up until the end of the third quarter last year, the number of burglaries and related offences rose by some 10%, as you said, just under 10,000 incidents. We know, for example, thefts from shops is an issue. We highlighted this actually a few weeks back, but there is concern that home thefts rose. We do have to flag, I suppose, this data is 6 months old at this stage. There was a delay in publishing some data, and I think the expectation is the trend has been reversed since. We should have CSO data in the coming week, and I did get an update from Gardaí this morning. I suppose part of the reason we expect there to be an improvement is the fact that Gardaí have had success in targeting several gangs involved in home break-ins.
Now, I know you spoke to an experienced former Garda who has some advice around home security to share, but first off, you spoke to an unfortunate victim of a break-in.
I spoke to Christine Clark, who's self-employed and lives in North County Dublin. Earlier this year, she and her family had come back from a trip to Australia when their home was targeted in a break-in and some very special items of jewellery were taken, which she'd obviously dearly love to get back, and I've put a picture of them up on Instagram this morning. Christine told me some of what happened.
We were in bed and my son was still up. Our alarm hadn't gone on at that stage. Came in through the back door and into the kitchen and out the side door.
And what was taken, can I ask you?
My husband's car keys, the car. He took the car, his wallet. I had a travel jewellery box because obviously we'd just come back and I hadn't unpacked the jewellery. So it was all nicely packed up for him in a jewellery box.
And in terms of the jewellery, Christine, can you give me an example of the kind of items?
It was my mum died 6 years ago. So there was jewellery that she had bought me. Yeah, just real sentimental stuff. There was a Tiffany bracelet. There was, she had bought me a couple of rings. I think everything in it was a gift. Obviously devastated for the sentimental stuff because I'll never get that back.
Obviously these items are irreplaceable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like the car came back, we got the car back. Yeah, nothing else.
No, I know in your case, Gardaí have made some progress in relation to the theft, but in terms of getting some of your items back, aside from the car, has there been any luck?
No, nothing.
What were Gardaí saying to you, Christine, about the kinds of items that thieves are targeting now?
It's just quick sale. It's just stuff that they can get and move on as quick as they can. I'm still going through Facebook Marketplace. I'm still going through, trying to go through different pawn shops. I'm sure it's well gone, but trying to get it back. You would know if you were offered it for sale that it's, you know, it's not new stuff.
It's your sense of peace and security in your own home that's been disturbed.
Yeah, it really is. In one sense, thankfully, our son didn't walk into the room because he was still up. You know, I suppose for me, like my dad only died last year, so it sent me back into a grieving process, I suppose, because of the jewellery. And then you go through the anger of somebody actually coming into your home. You know, it's a horrible feeling, really.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly right. It is a horrible feeling. I know, Brian, you have put some of the pictures of Christine's jewellery up on social media. People want to find you on Instagram. It's O'Connell Brian, and you'll see all of the photographs there of Christine's missing items. And we've asked Christine if she's okay with that, of course. And Christine was a really conscientious homeowner, but even with all of the precautions she had, including an alarm, her house was still targeted. You spoke to someone whose job it is to deter and detect criminals.
Well, Michael Walsh is a retired Garda crime prevention Prevention Officer, 30 years experience before he set up a company last year called Build Secure. So he looks at crime prevention. He works with homeowners and businesses and how they become more innovative in designing out crime in their premises. I asked him first what trends were noticeable over his career, and he began, Claire, by reflecting on what the pandemic taught us about protecting our homes.
What we've seen during COVID is burglary went to almost zero in a domestic dwelling sense, and that's because people were at home. And I think if we learn from that to say that if you can make your home look like there's somebody at home, the risk of becoming a victim of burglary reduces drastically. So maybe to your listeners there, just to talk about that and to say, what can I do as a homeowner to make my home look lived in? Over the winter in Operation Thor, just referring back to it, we talk about, or the Gardaí talk about, lock up and light up. If a home has a light on, there's a possibility, or it looks like there's somebody at home. Where in the winter's evening, when it's dark, if a house is in darkness, it's quite obvious there's nobody there. Homes that maybe have grass that's left uncut for a number of weeks might indicate people are on holidays. Wheelie bins left out for a couple of days while all the other neighbours' wheelie bins are in could indicate you're away. Another thing, I suppose, which have grown in popularity is video doorbells and those kind of intercom systems, which are great because, again, criminals will do their own kind of, I suppose, risk assessment. They'll try and establish if there's somebody at home. They may even go to the extent of knocking on a door or ringing a doorbell to see if they get a response. If they get a reply, they'll make some excuse that they're looking for a particular location or a particular person, make their excuses and leave. And it's when they don't get a response, then that's an indication the house is empty. They'll start going around the back, and it's usually an entry through the rear of the house, a rear window or rear door is what's targeted. You can remotely answer your doorbell any place in the world once you have the 5G coverage to do that. So they're quite reasonably priced and a great security feature. And I'd say to anybody maybe to consider looking into something like that.
I had a car stolen at one stage, and I remember asking the detective afterwards, maybe I should put in CCTV. And he was making the point to me, people who are able to steal a car generally won't be recognisable on CCTV.
Yeah, I wouldn't over-rely. I mean, look, CCTV and alarms are great. I'm not going to knock them, but don't rely solely on them as your only security feature.
It's retired Garda Michael Walsh. Did you ever get the car back, Brian?
Never got the car back, and we have an alarm. We were quite conscious about locking doors at night. I suppose an event like that, it does make you hyper-vigilant. Just from our estate here, we've been targeted a number of times. Sensor lights, very good at deterrent, and having the residents committee really come together after an event and have a kind of everybody is on watched, I think has really helped as well. Just finally, I asked Michael Walsh what kind of items criminals were targeting and whether, for example, the days of taking items like TV sets were over.
It's all small concealable items. Cash and jewellery are prominent. Cash, for obvious reasons, is what they're looking for. Jewellery are easily converted into cash. And it's amazing. I mean, the level of jewellery that people have in their homes, Rolex watches and so on, that are there and of easy to pick up. And these guys know, you know, you go to the master bedroom, bedside lockers, wherever it might be in the house, you'll find that stuff. So again, looking, I suppose, at security, a home safe is definitely something that I would recommend, but make sure it has a standard. But if we're to go back, I suppose, Brian, back to the very start, talking about designing out crime, the doors and windows of the homes in Ireland are not of a security standard. You know, they pass fire standards, they pass maybe BER standards, but they do not pass any, in most instances, do not pass any security standard. We can, at the design stage, put in a door or window or even modify or retrofit the doors and windows we have with a better quality lock.
I suppose you can have the most secure door in the world, but if you don't lock it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes without saying. But I mean, those types of doors and windows I'm talking about, not much more expensive than what we have here already, but being proven in the UK to reduce burglary by 90%.
Just the final thing. Sometimes people who would have been broken into would say to me, they felt people were watching the estate, or maybe they had cased the estate a couple of weeks earlier. Have you come across any of that in your experience?
I can't prove it or I can't disprove it. But I would say to people, you know, you'll often have what we might call bogus tradespersons calling door to door. And I've no doubt there could be an element of that involved in that. These guys could be casing houses. These guys can drop a pin on a Google map now, send it to the pals in certain parts of the country, Try to make your home look like it's lived in. Community Alert, Neighbourhood Watch, those types of initiatives are great. People looking out for each other. If you're going away on holidays, you know, trusted neighbour with a key, keeping an eye on the house, maybe putting on a light, or, you know, taking in the bins or removing the post, build up of posts, anything that would make the house look like you may be away as we go into the summer months would be beneficial.
Retired Garda Michael Walsh there. You've had an update in the last little while from the Garda Press Office, Brian.
Well, as I said, CSO stats not officially out until next week, but the Garda Press Office has told me this morning December last year had the lowest level of residential burglaries since in any December in the last 5 years. They say Q4 last year burglaries altogether were down about 11% compared to 2023, and they say this is a result of a number of interventions, as I flagged earlier, resulting in a number of high level targets being charged and remanded in custody.
Brian O'Connell reporting. Thank you, Brian.